Best man.
And how about the girl that stands up for the bride?
Bridesmaid.
All right. Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned kind of noisy party after a wedding when they make a lot of noise and shoot off guns and march around the house?
I don't think I can think of after a wedding is a reception. Of some reception.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anything called a chivalry or a serenade for a party after a wedding? That's an old country term. I don't think they do that anywhere in this area, so I'm not surprised you haven't heard of it. How do you use the words up and down and over when you're talking about going to places? Say you were going to, what was the camp that you mentioned? Wasn't Zebulon, was it? No, it was
Camp Kev.
Well, anyway, the place in Pike County, if you were going there, you'd say, I'm going what to Pike County? Would you say up or down or over?
I'm going up to Pike County.
All right, suppose you were going north, what would you say?
Going up to Pike County.
And if you're going south?
Going down.
And if you're going east?
Going down, I guess.
How about west?
Going down.
Okay. Then suppose you were just going to somebody's house that lived maybe a few blocks away, you'd say, I'm going...
Over.
Okay. And then if the police, if there were trouble at a party and the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two people, they arrested the...
Whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call it when people get up and move around to music?
Dance.
Mm-hmm. Then if school gets out at, well, at 3:15, you'd say school does what?
End.
All right, and then in the fall, you might ask your parents, well, when does school
start?
Mm-hmm. And if you left home to go to school and sort of didn't show up, what would you say you did?
Play hooky.
Is there any other way of saying that?
Stayed out of school.
Some people say shoot hooky. Did you ever hear that? Shoot the hook? I've heard that. Then let's see, you go to school to get an...
What'd you say now?
You go to school to get an...
Diploma?
Well, you call all...
Education.
Yeah, all that knowledge you're supposed to get in school. And let's see, after kindergarten, you go into...
First grade.
Mm-hmm. And in school, you sit behind a...
Desk.
And then there are a lot of...
Desks.
In the room. Mm-hmm. And a building... Well, this room is called the... The whole thing is...
School.
This room.
Library.
Mm-hmm. And you in a strange town, you stay overnight in a
room, a hotel.
Mm-hmm. And you would go to see a movie at a
theater.
Mm-hmm. And you would catch a train at the
train station.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have a name for a place in the city? It might be around a courthouse where there are a lot of, there's a green space and maybe some trees.
Lawn.
Okay, good. And what would you call it if you, instead of crossing the street straight, you sort of crossed at an angle? You'd say, I'm walking...
Diagonal.
All right. Suppose there's a piece of furniture, there's not one in here, but was not sitting right against the wall, but was sitting kind of at an angle in the corner. How would you say it's sitting?
Diagonal.
Would you ever say kitty corner or catty corner? Cattywampus? Okay. What do they call those things that years ago used to run on tracks? Instead of buses? They're trolleys or trolley cars or street cars?
Yeah, trolley car.
All right. And you might say to the bus driver, the next corner is where I...
want to get off.
Good. And Congress and the Supreme Court and all that are part of the federal...
government.
Mm-hmm. And the police are supposed to maintain...
justice.
There's a two-word phrase, something and something. You know, as a good citizen, you're supposed to obey the...
law.
Okay, so police maintain law and...
order.
Mm-hmm. Would you say those together?
Law and order.
Good. And what do you call that war from 1861 to 1865 where the slaves were freed?